K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports on this wacky weather, weird Wednesday, folks. Yes, May 8th, 2024. Coming off of this morning. Woo, that was close. Downtown, seeing that from, looked like it was nice out. Until we, I don't know better with this changing ass weather. Hailstorm downtown. Now it's somewhat sunny, still kind of overcast and all that, but that's what you get. I feel like I talked about this on the show. Was this podcast or was my other one? All these just go together, but I think it was my other podcast that I recorded last night. I was talking about the weather. But anyway, speaking of weather here, let's check in. Carla Barnett weathering the storm as she continues to stay in the hunt. How about that for transition? K-State junior Carla Barnett in the postseason after 2 days still remains in the sixth spot. But only difference is her second round better than the first. As she was 3 under yesterday, par 69. And she stays right there, sixth in the 2024 NCAA Bryan Regional down there in Bryan, Texas, home of Texas A&M Aggies. Boo. But anyways, Barnett, who holds a 36-hole score of 4 under par, 140, tied K-State's postseason record, held by Miranda Smith, who originally set the mark during the second round of the 2003 NCAA Central Regional when it was held in Lincoln, Nebraska. Stubert, first-year head coach for Kansas State women's golf, quote, Carla played well today. And then he goes on to say, quote, she did a really good job of reacting well once she made a mistake, which kept the big number off the scorecard. It was also nice to see some putts go in on the back nine. After the beginning of the second straight round of bogey, she's been at least consistent with that. But after that, she turned around and knocked down a couple pars in the next four consecutive holes, burning three out of four holes on the front side of the course. And then, of course, when you turn around the back side, Barnett alternated birdies and bogeys on the first four holes on the back nine as well. But she came more consistent down the stretch, huge as she went bogey free over the final five holes, which included a birdie on the 16th hole on that course. And of course, the final round is today. Obviously, the top five teams, K-State ain't in there, as I mentioned on yesterday's podcast, will advance there. And of course, you have the top individual on a non-advancing team will move on to the 2024 NCAA Championship held next week in Carlsbad, California. And right now, Barnett, one spot out of the transfer spot right now. Barnett, currently one shot behind Vanderbilt's Virginia Ding. I'm going to butcher that. I apologize. Who would be the individual to advance if both the team and individual results stayed the same, as the Commodores are on the wrong side of the cut line by two shots. Drama going down today. So we'll definitely keep our eyes on this throughout the day. Drama unfolding today as Commodores are outside the cut line. Sounds like a NASCAR term. With the NASCAR playoffs. Anyway, that's another conversation for another podcast. Another player in the hunt to advance as an individual is Sam Houston's Ferrer Permata Rosada, who rose 39 spots on the leaderboard into a tie for seventh. And she is right there with Carla, two shots back. So Carla just needs to do what she's been doing. If my trends are right here, usually Carla Barnett said, look, she started off, all right, we'll just start off slow a little bit. And then, and as the tournament progresses, she gets better and better. If my trend is right here, Carla should Now, not saying, now that's not automatic. Obviously, anything crazy can happen in the playoffs. We've seen it on all levels of sports, right? Okay. But if my thinking, my intuition, my gut is correct here, Carla could have a big day today. Good morning. A big morning today. We'll just see what happens. You just never know about these things. As Burke here, we have Stu Burke in another quote here. Quote, Carla's playing well, and she just needs to keep the momentum going into tomorrow's round, which is today, by sticking to her game plan and staying patient. Quote, if she does that, she should be in a good position in terms of advancing, end quote, there as well. So, again, this episode will go out immediately. Following the recording, I might end up recording another one with rowing. They finished up a little bit of a mini tournament yesterday as well. We have not talked much about that, so we'll get into that. Obviously, the big sports taking a break besides baseball. Well, baseball is still going right now. Carla Bonnat in position to make it. We'll see what happens today. Can she finish it off? We'll find out here by probably around lunchtime, or maybe a little bit after that. We'll see what happens there. If she does, well, either way, we're going to be back on here soon, tonight. Could be three podcasts on here recording here today on this wacky Wednesday. But Carla Bonnat still in position here with the final round here in just a little bit. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily whenever we get K-State content rolling, which we have been over the past several weeks. If you're your first time listening to Pro Project Podcast, appreciate it for stopping by and giving us a listen. Make sure, if you're a big K-State fan, make sure you do subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. And today, probably here, as soon as I get this up, the bonus pod that me and Ash recorded through the Thunder and Lightning on Monday night will be up posted no later than lunchtime as well. So be on the lookout for that as Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's podcast. Only bonus content with myself and Alex Aiden, only on Podbean. That's going to wrap things up for another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, your team every day. Yeah, I said your college team every day, especially you're living in a KC metro area and you're a big Kansas State Wildcat fan. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from wacky weather Wednesday here in Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. Go Cats.